Hi, I'm Mark Soljam, and welcome to That Podcast. Ryan Janke's not here today, so I'm using my best Ryan Janke voice.
Hey, everybody.
This is like when you call somebody and they have a really, like, dorky answer.
Are you saying I was dorky
I think so more good. So I'm calling Ryan dorky, but, like, you know when somebody's got, like, a... their answering machine or their like their voicemail. That's what I'm thinking of. So then the first thing you do in your voicemail is blah, 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 and like make fun of them. That's just felt like what we were doing is making fun of Ryan.
Yeah. I like that you know what an answering machine is. That that brings hope to my life. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to steal this real quick because then I have a compliment that I just I have nostalgia hitting me all of a sudden. So, hey everybody, welcome to another episode of That Podcast. I'm Pastor DJ, and with me, as always, is Sarah DeYoung, Dana Mashevsky, and Pastor Mark Soljam.
No.
There we go.
Our studio audience is really slack.
You know what I loved about you introing in?
Yeah.
When we first had like an actual effort with this thing early on in that
wasn't
podcast.
Wasn't it my voice?
It was you.
Yeah.
Well,
you
were
the voice. I think we still have a saved button if we want to really throw it back.
Let's
not do that.
I love it. We've never sounded so good as when Pastor Mark was leading us in. So welcome, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
So it's the season.
Am I still as always as a guest?
Yeah.
As always.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
As always. Whether on like that Snape. Podcast or not, it's always. As always with Pastor Mark.
Do you love Mark? Always.
As always.
Oh, as always.
As always. Anyway, you were talking about this being the season O-Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a Lent story.
So I was shopping on my Walmart app because I don't like to go into stores to buy my stuff.
Neither do I.
And I'm
why
scrolling
when they can
through,
bring it
like,
to your car for
exactly.
you?
Exactly. So I'm scrolling through, like, what are things that I might need in my pantry? I'm not going to get up and look. So I'm scrolling through the essentials, and as it gives you all these options, it had a really cool call out. It's like Lenten dinner ideas, I think it was, or something like that.
Wow.
I clicked in, and it was like vegetarian, plant-based, fish, all this stuff. I was like, that's a really cool idea, Walmart.
Yeah.
Hey. Look at Walmart.
Yeah, they are catering to a religious crowd.
Absolutely.
Probably think about our Catholic brothers and sisters more than the, us.
They outnumber us about
low church Lutherans.
10 to 20 to 1. Yeah.
I noticed that last time I counted. 1, 2, 3.
Low church Lutherans. That's cool, though. So, like, what was on the menu if you were a practicing Catholic observing?
Did you go that far into the
Lenten diet?
Well, it was a lot of fish, and then I got confused because I saw like a pack of ground beef, and I was like, well, that's weird. And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, that's a plant-based like meat substitute. I don't know.
Plant-based beef. You know what they never do? They never do the reverse. You never do like
plants?
A meat-based, I don't want to
eat
meat.
Well, if you think about like somebody. Well,
you're talking about like a hamburger broccoli?
Yes.
Well, see, yes. I was
that's
thinking
brilliant.
Like.
Yeah, there's a market for this.
I'm telling you, I would buy that.
Yes.
Just to feel
it looks like cauliflower.
Healthy.
It's actually chicken.
I'm just imagining the like, is it cake videos? Like where people make those hyper-realistic cakes.
Yes. Hyper-realistic.
Have you seen the ones where it's like
things
mocking them?
Yes.
Where it's like, is it cake or is it real? And they're all real, and then it's very obvious that it's cake.
Yep.
Well, it is the season of Lent, as we mentioned, and someone brought up to me to say, "Hey, you guys should talk about what all this stuff is. We have all these church holiday season things that happen during this time. It's past Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite Easter. We're in between those two things. It's February. Valentine's Day isn't really a religious holiday. So what is all this Lent stuff about?
It's a marketing campaign.
It's so they could sell the eggs.
By the church?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. That I would agree with you on.
It's Hallmark out to get you.
That's right.
Hallmark and the florists.
It's big Hallmark.
I don't know. I went to a mom museum and they had a really cool exhibit on Valentine's Day, but it was a massacre. So I don't know if that's exactly the same message that they're trying to put out.
Let me see if I just translate what you said. You went to a mob.
Oh,
a mob museum.
Yeah.
I also heard mom, and mob makes more sense,
especially the massacre part.
That I heard mob.
I can understand the mom piece if there were not flowers and cards
true.
And some chocolates.
Well, I was
you've been warned.
Yes.
I was with you until you said massacre, and
three,
I'm like,
three kids and no flowers. What's going on here?
No, M-O-B.
It was the middle of February. Jim forgot to bring home flowers.
The kids who don't bring their mom flowers don't grow up to get
Margaret
flowers of their own.
Margaret had just had it and went after Jim.
I'm assuming you both got your wives flowers of then, course. Since you're both still here.
It sounds yes. terrifying otherwise.
Don't want any mom massacres. Aren't you glad you had me on here?
So where do you go for a, because we're in, you know, the middle of the United States. Mm-hmm. We're in North Dakota. Where do you go to find a mob
Vegas.
Museum? Oh, Vegas.
Oh, they have a really good one there.
Rock on.
I was like, it's either got to be Vegas or Chicago.
There you go.
Or yeah. New York.
Or New York. York. Yeah.
But yeah, Vegas has
or
a really
Decorah,
cool one.
Iowa. What's that?
I could see that too.
That's where they all go that are in, you know.
When they retire.
Well, when they're in
states.
I thought
they go to like
evidence.
Costa Rica when they.
Oh, no, no, no. They hide them in the Midwest somewhere for sure.
Oh, the witness protection.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That one.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Where will no one look for you?
The Midwest.
Anyway,
can
let's.
Can you say ope?
Been hiding in North Dakota for 40 years. What's
the That's why pull tabs are so big. They still have to get their fix.
I'm learning all sorts of things tonight.
Well, you and I, you said
I've
this.
I've given that up for Lent.
Pull tabs or learning?
Take your pick.
Yeah.
Whichever one sounds better.
You know, Mark, you've said this before, and I at first I found it intriguing. Now, the longer I've been here, the more I think you're correct on this, that we have an awful lot of
This
car,
is being recorded, right?
I know, okay. Right? We have an awful lot of car washes.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Yes.
And
it's,
Taco
it's
Bells.
Money.
Yes.
No.
See, the
there's
Taco
not
Bells
nearly
are,
enough Taco Bells.
Yeah, that's fine. Especially now that we've lost the Taco Johns, we are lacking in fast food tacos.
Also,
however, car washes, how many cars do you own? Because I don't need 98 car washes. Yeah.
My theory is that they are a conspiracy. They're a money laundering front, right? So there's that's why they keep popping up everywhere.
Cars aren't the only thing being washed.
It's a mob museum. Exactly. Exactly right.
Although
cars aren't the only thing being washed.
I
here.
Do really appreciate, I think it's Tommy's Car Washes. They make it like an event. Like, if you go during Halloween, they have a whole, like, haunted. It's yes. a
haunted
terrifying.
Car wash.
Yeah, so you're going along and it's like a hand on your window as you're. Yeah.
You know, that's what I look for in a car wash.
How can you scare
How do
me?
They celebrate Thanks. The holidays? Do they change the entire car wash?
Thank you for that, but can I get my car actually clean?
That's right.
That's
oh,
why
I think
I came
it's
here.
Two for one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you go through once and we cover it in fake blood and then we go through again. To wash it off.
Yep.
Good times.
And Lent.
Yeah, Lent.
And other
holidays. So we were
yeah.
talking about
Back
Lent.
To holidays.
Yeah. This so far has been the best we've done at trying to be on topic.
Yeah.
So.
See, Mark is the game changer here. He's not the one getting us off topic like someone who will not be named.
Ryan.
Our best to our buddy Ryan, who is doing the Lord's work out of the country.
Mm. No, he's not.
He's back today.
Is he back today? Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back,
Ryan. We talked
Ryan.
To his daughter.
I didn't know he came back today.
Yeah, like this morning.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Ryan was in a Central American country and witnessing the wedding of his cousin, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And look, I'm happy for him, but you can't make it in time to podcast.
Apparently
on the day
not.
He
Apparently he needs sleep or something.
You know,
we
traded
it up.
Isn't it the same time zone?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is.
So it's not like there's jet lag. Ooh. I went
that north to south really gets
yeah.
you.
north to south jet lag.
It did get a lot colder as he got up here.
Oh, that's
that was
true.
Probably out of ordinary
did.
For him.
It was probably like a 100 degree swap in temperature. It probably was.
Well, for us, it was a 60 degree switch in a day. So there you go. Yep. It was 10 below yesterday.
Oh,
and the
I
day
know.
Before that, it was 60.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
Welcome to North Dakota.
Yeah, my
no,
son.
No, this is not normal.
Oh, yeah? My son finally experienced the phrase that I have not used with him, but I knew it was coming at some point, that if you don't like the weather in North Dakota, wait 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he totally got it. He's like, oh.
Yeah, okay. Just the light bulb.
Like, it didn't bother him then. He's like, it changed 60 degrees. I'm like, I know. Any other part of the country, people would think that the world is coming to an end, but not here.
Not
no,
here. We're just
you're
like,
playing basketball.
I wonder if I got bread and milk.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a regular Tuesday. Better go to the grocery store.
It's just Tuesday.
Craziness.
That's why we need to move the whole thing. Just move it up a seat, like a month. Then it'll end in February and it will be fine. That's my theory.
That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I could support that.
Yeah, I could be good with that too. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of time frame and the
look at
actual
that, we're trying
calendar,
again.
I'll just keep pulling us back till we get there sooner or later. It's the season of Lent, and the question came up, what is Lent? And so, my friends, if you had to define Lent.
Soup season.
How would to explain that?
Lent is when you borrow somebody
from
something.
Because I agree with that. Lent?
Yeah, like you lent it to them.
Is that actually what you think?
No. Lent is that time right before Easter where, you know, you remember that Jesus did a lot for you. So you get, sometimes people give stuff up, sometimes you don't. It's kind of morbid.
It is a little bit. Yeah. It's more, Lent is more of a Roman Catholic, Greek Orthodox type thing, but more and more evangelicals or non-Catholic Christians have gotten into the swing of the season. I can say as a kid, I don't remember ever Lent being a thing. Hmm. Like Christmas was a thing, Easter was a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't remember getting ashed, like an Ash Wednesday thing, till I was probably in like high school. Just because the church I grew up in, I grew up in a Lutheran church, just wasn't doing those things. But at some point in the late 70s, early 80s, all the Lutheran churches in this part of the country started taking on the liturgical calendar, which included the season of Lent. And so you get things like you said, Walmart's catering to you by saying, mm-hmm. hey, don't eat meat these days. That doesn't come out of being Lutheran. That comes out of being an American in the Midwest where there's a lot of Catholics mm-hmm. that may practice the Lenten discipline. Mm-hmm. So what else? What else is Lent to you?
Say more about the soup.
Yeah, that's soup. That was intriguing.
It's the time when I know that I get soup.
Isn't it the best?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I can know that every Wednesday I get fed.
Yep.
Yes, soup, if you don't know, bread. Atonement has a, like, probably 40-year history of soup and sandwiches on Lenten mm-hmm. Wednesdays.
So you could speak more to this than, like I just said, like, 70s and 80s, going back to, like, 84. You grew up with this in this church. What was that like?
Well, I'm only 25, so.
Well, I know, so you grew up in this church.
Tell us about the history,
you've always had Lent. For someone who's, like, allergic to liturgical calendar, you're more liturgically Lent than anyone in this room.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I grew up with Lent. We did Lent here when I was a kid. So for those of you that don't know, I grew up in Atonement. I was baptized here. And right after college, we moved.
And they haven't been able to get rid of you since.
Well, they got rid of us for a little over a decade.
Oh, you ran away, but they just kept calling you back.
Yes, they kept pulling me back in.
Thought it was out.
That's back to that mob museum.
That mom museum.
That mom museum, yes. Well, that's what pulled me back in, was mom.
Mom.
Yeah. And then I was gone for a decade and then came back. Atonement has done Lent for as long as I can remember. Had a Wednesday night service where we celebrated Lent, and get this, has had a probably 40-plus year history of doing some sort of dramatic thing during Lent. We do and we do dramas.
Stop
now
it,
here
Dana.
At Lent. Yeah, microphone issues.
Every time it does that,
microphone
does it to me
issues.
Every time.
Yep.
We do drama here at Atonement, and we've done that for in its current form for over 10 years, and then in a previous form with like costumes and full sets for probably 15 years before that. And then before that, like they were doing, monologues with people. I remember that. So, long history of it.
Lent has always been a big deal here. Like, I wouldn't say that Atonement is legalistic with its
no
liturgy by any means. I mean, it's not, it's very relaxed in even its tradition mm-hmm. service about what the expectations are in worship. There's an order, you know, I mean, that's when you get down to it, that's all it is. But as far as like the seasons of the year where you change the colors and so on, that's never been a big thing. But Lent is a big thing here.
You know, it's interesting because I think that Lent for us is about we get to do it more than we have to do
right.
it. For some people, it's like, well, Lent's coming up. What am I going to give up? And it's a have-to thing. I look forward to Lent every year
because
of the soups. because of the drama, because people coming together.
Oh, I'm tempted to start a new tradition of buying my yearly Lenten pants because I know I'm going to gain 10 pounds, so I got to let them out a little bit. Because, oh, man, I had this
You know, it's good that is recorded for perpetuity there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
This might be a little TMI.
So at noon, since I've been here the last 5 years, I have really had the privilege more than anything to oversee the noon Lenten service. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. When Paul was here, he let me run with it, and I'd get to preach a series that I'd put together and stuff. And that's always been fun. But then we started doing the Holden Prayer. And I don't know if that's ever been done here before, but it's just kind of fun to do it and to sing with Margene and Baird and Becky. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. But I get the soup meal twice mm-hmm. a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to pace yourself, DJ.
Oh, I am. Oh, I'm.
Here's my advice for surviving the soup season with one pant size.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm listening.
Are you saying not to eat the cookies when Drew takes them right out of the oven?
Oh, man.
That is my Achilles heel
my
right there.
My knees started to buckle when I walked in today and I smelled that. I was just like, oh.
I walked in at 8:30 this morning, fresh chocolate chip cookie smell. It was very hard to resist.
Did you float in like a cartoon character? Like,
no, here's my suggestion. Split it up. It's not just a soup and sandwich at both meals, but soup at one and sandwich at the other. No. It'll get you through.
No.
So if I wanted to live a scarcity lifestyle... During Lent, yes, I could do that, but boy,
you don't have
so
to. You get to.
I have one question. As somebody who used to work here, does Amy still pick up the bread order? Because no. That was okay. That was always my issue. Is not only are you having soups twice a day, but Amy used to pick up the bread for the meals when I worked here, and Amy would be like, "Also, by the way, here I picked up muffins,
yes.
And also here you go. I found this like
here, eat this.
Oh,
here,
I got
eat
this fresh
too.
Out of the oven. Yeah. It's 10 a.m.
Extra.
You better
loaf.
Eat this.
The pushing the food in your face constantly during Lent has not gone away.
Perfect.
There are some downfalls to working at a church because yes. You walk in and someone has delivered fresh baked
Lisa's
this or that,
leftover
especially during
food
Christmas."
From
yes, mm-hmm. from the yeah. There's
the
always food.
Out.
There's a retired lady mm-hmm. that keeps her hands from being too arthritic by making krumkaka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and when she drops it off, I just sort of melt because, like, she's the only one. She's if there's a triple A krumkaka maker, mm-hmm. she is it. And you have one of those, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I get what this is supposed to taste like.
Right.
Like, so oh, is this
you've
why
met
everybody
a master of the craft.
You're like, this is amazing. It's like a giant origami thing, right? But it's krumkaka.
Yes, and it doesn't crumble in your hand. It just comes apart
it
just right in your mouth.
Yes.
In your mouth.
Yes, yes. Like M&Ms are supposed to. But they don't.
They don't.
Lent.
Yeah, Lent.
So well,
sorry, I'm just like, I'm going into like a diabetic coma. Just
pace yourself is all I'm saying. Pace yourself,
or maybe,
man.
You know, like there's usually one vegetable-y type option, one like cream cheese, ham, potato option.
Yes.
Maybe do the vegetable for one meal. And the
there
cream
you
cheese
go.
One for the
so
you're getting all servings.
For lunch, I did the Wisconsin cheese mm-hmm. with popcorn. Popcorn's a vegetable, right? I mean, it's corn.
It's a starch, because sure. that's still a grain.
Really? Okay. Well, for...
Nice try.
I think there was...
You went for both cream bases then.
I did. And then for... But I had the
still a
chicken and wild rice.
Still
and wild
grain.
Rice is a...
Still a grain.
But it's a...
Is there a carrot in there,
it's from the
maybe?
Ground.
How are you not asleep?
Or a carrot in there?
How are you not sleeping right now? I had three cream soups for today.
I'm hitting the hard stuff.
Yeah, 14,
at this point, so.
14 chocolate chip cookies.
Usually by this time of night, I've switched to the gold cans of that DJ.
Yeah, fair enough. Anywho, Lent is a time to.
I also think it's the time where you lie about what you're going to give up.
Oh, that's that interesting. Time. So that is a tradition. That's what you were talking about with Walmart, of giving something up. Why do people give something up? Or the opposite, as Dana's putting.
He's
of
such a
lying
teacher. Did you hear that?
About
I know.
Why
yeah.
do
why
people
do
give something up?
I don't know, DJ.
I don't
have the answer you're fishing for.
I don't know if this is right, but my dad's side of the family is very Catholic. So that is why we always gave stuff up, even though we were all raised Lutheran.
Sure.
And my great-grandma specifically used to always put out there of, well, Jesus could die for you. You can't give up one thing for 40 days.
Oh, man.
Wow. So I think because Jesus died for us, that's why.
That is laying some Catholic.
All right, fine. I'll give up candy.
Wow, that is guilt,
Grandma.
Very thick.
That is some extra strength guilt right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
I like my Lutheran guilt. Now it's like it's
now
like
an
Diet
extra
Coke.
Strength version.
Yep.
It's like Diet Coke. Same religion, half the guilt. That's how I like my religion. Wow. That's some
yeah,
that's some
like
hardcore
straight,
stuff.
Not even Coke Zero, just hard stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, fascinating that atonement has this long history of Lent, but it doesn't have a long history of giving something up.
Right. It's more like a kid, if we're meeting, we're eating.
Yeah,
so.
We never gave something up. We unless you count the time that we spent here, but that was always something fun. So. Right.
You think about it, though, it's not about giving up. It's about adding to.
Because
it's not just
I thought it was about
come worship on Sunday. Not
you're
for us.
Adding to your waistline.
Not at Lent. Exactly. I'm putting on the pounds for Jesus. That's the way to look at it. I like that. I like that a lot.
That should be a song. Don't you think? Putting on the pounds.
I'm just
for
thinking
Jesus.
That is full on, like, will be on
eating
the next
my
season
cream
of
soups for you.
Righteous Gemstones. Which, if you have not watched that,
The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, especially as somebody who's worked in a church, it's just extra funny.
Oh.
I have to check that out.
Does it remind you of your time at Atonement?
Not fully, but it reminds me actually a lot of time, like, when Amy and I went down to Atlanta for conferences.
Oh, sure.
And just full, hearing like, stories and seeing all the southernness.
It's a different beast down there for sure. It's a different culture. The churches.
That was also really good food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you were down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, you didn't go during Lent or you would have had to give it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
No.
Or lied about
Don't.
Giving it
up. Lied about it.
It's like we're going out to eat with crackers and saltines.
So if I hear what you're saying, giving up is about showing devotion to Jesus because he gave up his life for you. Is that the logic?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't have an answer pre-built in this one. Mm. That was a genuine question where Dana's
I can't
like,
tell
quit
anymore.
Fishing for answers. You know what you want the answer to be. Just say it.
I think that the tone of your voice is the same with both
I know,
approaches.
That's what I mean. I can't tell. Well, and also in DJ's defense, it goes for all questions because earlier he was trying to ask a question. I don't know if it was recorded in our pre-thing. He was asking questions about calendars and Dana's like, I don't know what you're saying. He's like, I'm genuinely asking. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. That's why I'm asking the question.
Not that you were fishing. That you were trying to set us up for something.
So good segue.
So real facts about Lent.
Yes.
Yeah. Something about calendars.
Yes. Lent's 40 days mirrors Jesus' 40
Why
days
does it move?
In the desert.
Well, and so this is. Right? I don't know. So I'm going to ask this question because again.
And you're asking.
I'm asking. Okay. I'm not fishing for answers.
I was telling.
And Mark, Mark is telling, and I'm asking. Okay. The question I got earlier
I really don't know.
Why does Easter, the date of Easter, change every year? Why isn't it locked in place at a specific time? And it has
like
to
every
do,
other holiday?
Right. And it has to do with whatever calendar they're using, but it's not the same calendar that we use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
It's not a Western
That's
calendar.
Why I was asking earlier, is that the lunar calendar, Dana? And you're like, Chinese calendar? You're the dragon? Don't know.
They use the lunar calendar, too. That's what I thought you were trying to go for.
From my understanding, the Hebrew calendar is based off of 360 days. But
why? Like, who decided that?
I don't know. The calendar that we use didn't come around until much later. Like
random King George, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably. It was actually a monk who came up with it named Gregory.
Okay, there we go. There was like, there's a George in there somewhere.
Okay. It is the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon. What's
so
that?
A lunar calendar.
Yep. This is specifically the first Sunday following the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox.
There
is
you go.
The spring equinox.
But
what
the spring
makes
equinox
it
doesn't move.
Paschal calendar.
Oh, but
no,
the moon
but the
moves.
Moon. The moon does.
Around us.
I
Got
see
it.
The moon and the moon.
Every day.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Does it go
Thank
around
you,
us, or do
sir.
We go around it? No, never mind.
No, we go around the sun.
Yes.
I'm pulling up fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yes. The moon moves, and then we move, and the sun does not.
And the sun does not. Actually, the sun does, but it not in a rate
and
that
then,
we see.
And then the sun and us.
Because it's moving around the
go
galaxy.
Go around
yeah,
as
but
well.
Like we, yeah, I guess that would
the
be
the entire universe
around
the galaxy.
Whole, yeah, the whole.
around the center of the Milky Way.
Yeah, around the Milky Way.
Yes, the Milky
Great
Way.
Great candy bar.
I always like Three Musketeers more than.
I like Snickers.
Athos, Porthos, Aramis, D'Artagnan.
Let's go save the king.
Come, D'Artagnan, we're saving the king.
I don't know what this is from.
It's one of the Three Musketeers. I'm not quite sure.
There's a
I've only seen the one with Little Mermaid, so that's not in that
one. It's one of the Disney renditions of the Three Musketeers.
Yes.
And it has...
The one with Mickey Mouse in it?
No.
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 The same one I'm saying also.
No, it's got Charlie Sheen, Oliver Platt.
Oh, that one.
The guy, Robin from Batman and Robin.
Is it on Disney Plus?
He plays D'Artagnan.
Yes, Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell.
And there's one other actor.
What is the name of the
Jeremy
actor
Irons.
Who's in a
oh,
a Time
and it's
to
got
Kill?
Is that the Jeremy Irons one? That's
no,
a different one.
Okay. No, that's a different one. But
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry is
the bad guy.
The Cardinal Richelieu.
He's the best bad guy in every movie that he gets to be a bad guy. He's the best.
Even in the Muppet. Pirate thing.
Or the
Scooby-Doo
movie.
Yes. If he's got a gift for whatever that is.
Villainy.
Did you say Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland. Thank you. That was the last name.
I should have it to my
list to watch. I swear Jeremy Irons was in that one.
What is the name of the guy?
And there's a fabulous line. Oliver Platt in that. It just knocks it out of the park.
That's his name. Oliver Platt.
He knocks it out of the park. So
he's the one who played. Is it Porthos?
Yes.
Plays?
Yes.
That line has stuck with me. And the first time I heard it was... You were quoting something. I had to go back and watch the movie, and I just chuckled and laughed. And Melissa's like, "What's so funny?" I'm like, "It's something Mark said."
This is Sarah and I have watched the movie quite a few times, and we watched it with Jacob recently, so it was very fun.
Anywho,
nice.
Where were we?
We were talking about the lunar. So it's
a lunar calendar.
Yeah, the moon moves.
The moon.
The
yes.
moon. And so Passover moves.
So it.
And because
wait, how
Passover,
does it go again? It's after. The spring, it's the first,
full moon
after
the Sunday
equinox.
After the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Okay.
And so people that may be wondering, so what does it have to do with Easter? Well, Easter means Passover. The original word for Easter is an English word, but the original word is Pascha. Easter is an English word that means springtime when the Passover would happen. Mm-hmm. But in French, in the other Latin romantic languages, they call Easter Pascha for Passover because that's when it happens. So the Jewish Passover and Christian Easter are intertwined with each other, and that's why it moves. So that much I know. But what it's called the lunar calendar? Is that what it is? Because it follows the moon?
That's a maybe.
It makes perfect sense to me.
According to the Google Calendar.
I
don't know
what
else it would be called.
The funny thing about this for me is that the moving of Passover is tied into pretty much the entire liturgical calendar year because the early Christians in the first century didn't know for sure if Jesus died on March 25th or April 6th. They knew it was one of those 2 days, but they weren't
they
sure.
Were just like, we'll let it move.
So that timing is also why we have the 12 days of Christmas, December 25th through January 6th, because it was thought that a person that was a great like prophet of God or was conceived on the day they died. So if Jesus was conceived March 25th through April 6th, then he would have been born 9 months later, which is December 25th to January 6th. So if anyone's ever wondered why those dates are picked, it has nothing to do with anything other than that tradition. When the church was 100 years after the resurrection, beginning to put in these celebrations in order to remember the life of Christ and to worship him. So
this is fascinating. I suppose if you're a little bit geeky, but the calculation of when Easter is has a Latin term because,
of course it has a Latin term.
Computus, which is just Latin for computation.
Also, there's lunisolar calendars.
What are they called?
Lunisolar.
Lunisolar. Solar calendars. Luni. So, moon, sun? Mm-hmm. Is that what that means?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rock on.
Because our calendar that we use is a solar calendar. That is a lunisolar calendar.
Oh. But now, we follow the Gregorian calendar, right? That's the guy who counted backwards to say you know, to get back to 1 AD, and he was off slightly. That's why we think Jesus was actually born around 5 BC.
About 4 or 5 years, yep.
Yeah, he was off by a couple of years. And I always wondered,
between,
like,
what do we say, between 4 and 6 kind of is what we guesstimate?
Based on modern astronomy, actually, looking back at the stars.
Right. Well, and also historical texts, like when King Herod died.
Yes.
Because King Herod died in 4 BC,
4 or 5 BC.
Yeah, yep. So.
Depending on who's dating it.
The true. the Herod the Great, not Herod Antipas.
Right.
So.
For true.
For true.
For true.
Or all of Herod's offspring that decided to carve up the kingdom.
My name's Herod. What's your son's name? Herod. What's your brother's name? Herod.
Yep.
What's his name? Philip.
This is my I'm Philip. This is my brother Herod. This is my other brother Herod.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is our sister Herodias.
Yep. Yep. Wait a minute. That sounds very same. You know what, though? Lent for me, you know, we talked about giving up stuff and the guilt trip that you got laid on as a younger person.
That one would work, though. Holy moly. Especially coming from grandma.
I mean, I felt it right over here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But for me...
we're feeling her guilt.
Oh, yeah, we do. I was just like, ugh, what is that? Is guilt on me? How did that get there?
You could just keep that.
No, I think one of the... I look forward to Lent because we've always done a focus on the life of Jesus here. And we've always dug a little bit deeper into that. And I think people respond to wanting to see that, especially with our dramas. We do a live drama here with the actors on the stage portraying the stories. And I think that people just enjoy learning a little bit more about that and seeing it sort of brought to life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, we're not professional actors by any sense of the word, but you still get a feel for it in a way that you don't. And especially as we get to Holy Week, and I've had more people say how impactful it is to think about, to see it sort of play out in front of you, and how much it's a benefit to their faith.
Well, and you have, as you called them tonight, you have a motley crew of misfits. You can call them misfits, but I'm using that term because that's what motley crew means. And they're just so good together. And
today's was funny.
Right. And many of the actors come in every year.
Yeah.
Like, I did tell Sean, I said, you know, Sean, you play a pretty good villain, but I like you better as a good guy. Because he's...
Well, you know, we have to have players on both sides of it. Yeah. So there are people that sometimes they play Pilate, sometimes they play Caiaphas, other times they are Andrew and Peter.
Well, and I remember Sean being Jesus.
Yep.
And now he's Caiaphas. And and then Ezra, what you're doing with the story today, this year is, you know, it's usually the life of Jesus, and you're doing that, but you're doing it as I was trying to think of the word when we were on the stage today of what it is when you go like have a flashback. Maybe that's what I was trying to say. Flashback. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Probably.
Where you go back and you're talking about like the life of Jesus, but the story, the real time is during Acts.
I like to say we hearken back.
You hearken back.
Yeah. I don't actually like to say that, but
hark.
But that's what we're doing this year. Yeah. Particular is a little bit different in that we started at Jesus' resurrection and moved forward in the timeline, and then we have these flashbacks back to Jesus teaching, Jesus healing people, Jesus baptism, Jesus calling the disciples.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some really great scenes from that coming up.
Well, I don't know if it's him or if it's the director who's directing him, Pastor Mark, but Ezra's transformation from Peter prior to the resurrection to after the Holy Spirit comes out in every scene. Like, when he's supposed to be bold, he is really, I mean, you can feel it. And that came through again tonight, too.
I have some actors that have been doing this for quite a few years, and each year they just seem to get better. And I'm so appreciative of them giving of their time because they have to hang out with me for like 2 hours on a Sunday as we go through things, and they have to read through the scripts on their own, and then the commitment on Wednesday nights.
And I have done that many Sundays, and it is hard work to hang out with Pastor Mark every Sunday.
Yeah, well,
for 2 hours at a time.
It's kind of like herding cats sometimes.
I think it's harder for you than it is for them.
But, well, it's a good thing because everybody's gotten to be friends and they enjoy one another's company.
There's something about this building that is just hurting cats. Yeah.
But, well, but it's also like, hey guys, we got to finish this. We got to get through this scene.
Chat later.
Yeah. I so,
but you don't want to squelch that too much because I'm having fun too. But time. Like, oh, we better get going.
My first year here, I got to be in the play. And I was brought in on a grand tradition with the play, and that had to do with Happy Joe's on Good Friday. And, yeah, Mark's putting his hand over his heart. And because
would you like a moment of silence?
Now I'm in mourning.
We have to say goodbye to Happy Joe's because the mob has taken it over, and it's now a car wash.
It's now a car wash.
Although I think the building on the north side is still just abandoned.
Yes.
So that one hasn't been taken over
yet.
That's
right.
Oh, yes.
A beloved
pizza joint in Fargo Moorhead, owned by a member of Atonement for many years, and they wanted to retire and ended up closing the place. And
I want to say
every month or so, I'm like taco pizza.
Oh, right. Well, and you know
without an outlet,
without nothing to do with it. Is there a place to take its place? I know that Sean had talked about buying a different pizza and just eating it at the car wash on Friday.
Everybody pile in the van. We're going to eat pizza.
Well, I think
in the car wash.
I think if you want a comparable taco pizza, you have to go to Detroit Lakes to Godfather's Pizza because that's only...
Well, yeah, there's no Godfather's left in Fargo Moorhead.
If you're
going
to do that, just go to Grand Forks. Just you know.
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll drive up to Grand Forks. We'll get some. There's a Happy Joe's up there. They'll make take and bake pizzas, and you can bring them back and have them.
It's
that
not the
needs
same,
to be somebody's
though.
Job.
It's not quite the same.
It's not the same.
I don't know what it is, but the Post did a better taco pizza than what Grand Forks is doing.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had some sort of magic
secret recipe.
Secret recipe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like my mom has these amazing caramel rolls that she used to make, and we literally like videotaped her making them, like videotaped on a phone, right? We videoed her making the caramel rolls so that we could recreate them, and then we went back to try and recreate them. Nobody could do it. Mm-hmm. Like, what on earth did mom sneak in when none of us were looking?
It's the like magic years recipe. And years of practice that you got to put into it because that.
But
was,
it's also like,
it's not the same though.
The Soho Bakery in Mayville is still there, but it's run by different people, and they had to get all new equipment. That old equipment was like 100 years old, and it was ingrained with every bit of flavor ever existed that they've
seasoned.
Ever made. And
it was seasoned.
The particles were in the molecules of the...
Well, you couldn't take... And that goes to... Like, my mom got new... not bar pans, bread pans that she makes banana bread in now that are silicone. Mm-hmm. And she had
not the same.
Tin.
I need the metal
crusted
to be
on banana bread, pumpkin bread pans for my entire life. And it's still good, but just it's not quite the same.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm missing the metal flakes.
You're missing. Yeah. You're missing the.
I'm not getting nearly my source of iron.
Yeah.
You're exactly. What you're saying.
And
stick
tin
of butter
and copper.
In a Ziploc bag and smear it all on the inside so it doesn't stick. So it's just.
I'm not getting my proper dosage of metallics in my food.
Yeah. Where's the lead poisoning when I need it?
I feel some sort of chronic disease coming on.
Well, you know what? We're about to the end of our time with this one, so I just want to wrap up by saying thank you, Pastor Mark, for being with us, and thank you, Dana and Sarah. And Ryan, we're glad you made it back safe from Nicaragua, and thank you, everybody, for joining us for another... Oh, wait a minute. I can't use Ryan's name, so I looked up a different word. Hold on a second.
Hey, I'll take this half second to say that if you're watching this and it's still Lenten season or listening to this and it's still Lenten season, come join us on Wednesdays. Noon service is a Holden prayer service. Is that when it is? It's noon. The noon service is a more contemplative Holden prayer service, right?
Yes.
Come be a part of that. Or come in the evening and take in the drama.
That's right. That's right. Well, and again, thank you for joining us on another imperturbable episode of That Podcast.
That's like a 50-point word right there.
That is.